Sundry, the president of a Sikh cultural center in Calgary, said the appearance of a racialized caricature of Jagmeet Singh in the Sundry Pro Rodeo Parade's procession might well be an opportunity to open the door to dialogue and greater understanding. Sundry broke national headlines for all the wrong reasons following the return of the annual parade on June 25, when an entry said afterwards by organizers to be unauthorized made waves on social media prior to being picked up by the press. A vintage tractor driven by a masked man portraying Prime Minister Justin Trudeau pulling a manure spreader labeled "The Liberal," ridden by a second man donning a fake beard and mock turban representing federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh ended up going viral after pictures were posted on social media by spectators. A Facebook account under the name B. Lynn Hoff, who following multiple attempts to call her did not respond for comment, had in late May publicly shared a post on a local social media page seeking volunteers to help make arrangements for the float. "Happy to say I have a tractor lined up and two volunteers to ride in it," she wrote in a thread that remains up with new comments both for and against the float still being posted. "Anybody have a Trudeau mask and a pink turban? Sick." In the fallout, the Calgary Stetson Show Band and the Calgary Roundup Band issued a statement through social media declaring their intent to withdraw from future parades until changes are made to the registration process. Effective immediately, the bands will cease to attend this event until a time where event organizers can ensure a respectful environment that is inclusive of the highest standards, reads part of the statement. Rodeo, parade and town officials have since spoken against the float and making political statements at what is supposed to be a family-friendly community event. Those who since late may plan the float, as well as others who have not only defended but even applauded the display, claim that since a specific person, a politician even, was the subject of satirical ridicule, that it can't be considered racially offensive. Display transcends politics, but Amanpreet Gill, president of the Dashmesh Culture Center in Northeast Calgary, expressed concerns that such characterizations pave the path to normalizing the targeting of minority communities such as Sikhs. "It's not right to have someone dressed up in a turban and be up sitting on a manure spreader," Gill told the Alberton on Wednesday, June 29. "For us, turbans are a cultural thing. It's like a part of our religion, a part of our faith. It's no different than carrying a cross or any other religious icon. But it goes even deeper than that," he added. "It's part of our daily life. It's very important," he said. "That's why the display that appeared in Sundry caused hurt to the Sikh community," he said. "We do understand that there are Sikhs elected as officials in all three major parties, Conservatives, Liberal and NDP," he said, adding that does not excuse dressing up a man as a Sikh sitting on a manure spreader. "Children are impressionable and of course making political statements assumes the audience understands the nuance behind which politicians and issues are being satirized. But at an all-ages and family-friendly event like a parade, there are plenty of young impressionable children who might only see the normalization of derisively denigrating a bearded man wearing a turban. As a parent of a Sikh child, how would we explain to the kids what happened?" he said. "We felt like it was kind of making fun of the whole entire community, not just the one politician, even, though, they're saying it's critical satire," he said. "It could be a lack of information or knowledge. Hence the opportunity to open a door to a conversation on the path toward greater understanding, which is why the Dashmesh Culture Center posted on social media a public invitation welcoming rodeo, parade and town officials for a visit to the center. We would love to take the opportunity to share the message and teach about who we are," said Gill, adding he was a little bit disappointed that no one from either the parade committee or the town had reached out to discuss the incident. "We're open for dialogue," he said. "We treat everyone the same, that's what we believe in, oneness and brotherhood." Asked whether that invitation to rodeo, parade and town officials was also extended personally by, for example, phone call, he said that while the initial offer was posted on social media and through the press, that they plan to follow up. "We will be sending them an invitation," he said. "We will be making calls." Proud Canadian Gill said he is not only proud of his heritage as a Sikh, but also a proud Canadian. "Canada is a multicultural country," he said. "That's why we chose Canada to be home for the last 27 years. Sikhs have a strong sense of ethics and strive to do what they can to support others. The Sikh community works hard and gives back to all communities," he said. "It's part of us. Canadians are stronger when they stand together, he said. Stand in brotherhood and as strong Canadians all together, he said. Let our differences be our strengths as we work together. Gill, who runs an excavation and construction company, recalled a visit to Sundry last year in April for an auction sale of a company that had folded. The purchase of some excavators as well as a bulldozer and a truck made him a top bidder. It's nice out there, I've never been before, he said. But the crude caricature seems to have soured his enthusiasm to prioritize a return trip to Sundry in the immediate future. It's a very nice town, he said. I was thinking one day I should move out there away from the city. But when I heard this, I thought, you know, I better stay in the city for now. Receptive to invitation for his part, Shane Crouch, president of the Sundry Rodeo and Race Association, said when asked that while he had not yet received a direct invitation, that he would certainly be willing to have that conversation. We would go down there to reach out the olive branch for sure, Crouch said.